Today is July 10th, 2015. That means Wyoming has officially been a state for 125 years. Now, Wyomingites couldn't let that go by without a little party. Millward Simpson is the director of the Wyoming Department of State Parks and Cultural Resources. He's here to talk a little bit about the main celebration happening today. Thanks, Millward, for joining us.
My pleasure. What a great day to be a Wyomingite.
Millward, what exactly all is happening to honor this anniversary?
Well, we're very excited, Caroline. We've got some wonderful events planned. We've had some terrific partners helping out. The committee's been working for a long time getting this together. We've got some fantastic sponsors. And put that all together, and you've got what we think is going to be a very suitable way to celebrate this very big moment, 125th anniversary. So we're going to kick things off with the Color Guard National Anthem, which is going to be provided by East High School, and that takes place at 3:15 on the Capitol steps. Then we're going to have some reflections and thoughts about Wyoming from all of the dignitaries, including Governor Meade. And then we're going to have just lots of games and activities throughout the afternoon. We're going to have some historic youth games. So I'm hoping we have some parents with small children listening, because what fun it would be to have kids have a chance to see what kind of fun things the kids did 125 years ago. We're going to have things like marbles and jacks, hoops and sticks. We're going to have a lot of music going on. We've got the 67th Army Band provided by our own Wyoming National Guard. And that'll take place on a special main stage that we have set up on the Supreme Court North Lawn. We're going to have the Wind River dancers and drummers. We're going to have kind of a headliner in Jalon Crossland, the Governor's Arts Award winning songwriter. And all of this, Caroline, will be topped off by fireworks at 9:30 right over the Capitol complex, which ought to be spectacular indeed.
This seems like a pretty big year for Wyoming. It's the 125th anniversary. It's also coming up on the centennial of the national parks. How are you going to keep that sort of festive air going maybe throughout this year?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's also such a key thing in Wyoming. I mean, Yellowstone National Park, we're the home to the first national park in our nation's history. What is popularly referred to as America's best idea, and how fortunate we are that Yellowstone is in our backyard. We've got Devil's Tower as the first national monument. We have the Shoshone National Forest as the first national forest. We've got the first wildlife refuge in the Elk Refuge. We're a nation of firsts, and it's very appropriate for us to be heavily involved in celebrating the National Park Service's 100th anniversary next year. So I guarantee you we're working hard with the National Park Service, with both local parks, municipal parks, and state parks, to make sure that this is a celebration not just of the National Park Service, but all of the parks that provide opportunities for our visitors to have the quality of life we enjoy in Wyoming and get out in the great outdoors and provide such a benefit to our number two economy, which is tourism.
Speaking with Millward Simpson, director of the Wyoming Department of State Parks and Cultural Resources, how do you imagine Wyoming's culture? Is there something that unifies the people and places of the state?
Well, it's difficult to say that there is one unifying theme. One of the things that I think is exciting about Wyoming's history is that it is a very diverse history. I mean, we have Native peoples who settled this land, and we find evidence of them, you know, going back 10,000 years and more. We're a great kind of reflection of the patchwork of immigrants who came to this country. A lot of them came and helped settle Wyoming. So we have, a rich patchwork that kind of creates our identity. I think we like to think of ourselves as fiercely independent, but also very friendly and accepting and tolerant people. Kind of live and let live. And, we have to rely on each other, and we have to be very resourceful to live in a place like Wyoming. And I think that's created our special character. I think it's one of the reasons that we get along so well in this state, that our politics is such that we have access to the people that we elect to lead us, and that everyone kind of is a one big family who works for the common good.
We may be made up of diverse peoples, but Wyoming hasn't always treated those groups fairly. Some of our history has darker moments. Is there a way to remember that history in today's celebration?
Well, you know, Caroline, that's part of the job of history and historic preservation, is to make sure that we look at our history and for all of its aspects, including those as you portray them, darker ones. And certainly there are those, and hopefully we learn from those. You know, I would mention just one being the home of one of the Japanese internment camps during World War II outside of Cody. And we have an amazing interpretive center now that helps tell that incredibly powerful story. So yeah, it's important to be reminded of those things.
How do you imagine Wyoming's cultural legacy maybe for the next 125 years?
Well, I think, you know, my hope and wish would be that 125 years from now, a lot of what we all value so much in Wyoming is still the same. You know, that we still are an important state in the fabric of the nation in terms of our energy economy, although obviously that will be transforming a lot over the next decades, but that we also still preserve our history. We still have all of these buildings and landscapes that are such a reminder of this part of our past that so defines us. You know, the American West is such an important part of who we are as Americans, and that we still have wide open spaces. We still have the great outdoors to enjoy. We can still teach our kids how to hunt and fish and get out there and the glorious open spaces that God provides in this amazing part of the country.
Millward Simpson, Director of the Wyoming Department of State Parks and Cultural Resources, thank you so much for coming in today and talking about the celebration.
My pleasure. I hope you can make it here. It's going to be a great party for sure.